The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Jerry Bader Show, 1008. I let that thing go for 2 minutes because it's one of my favorite Christmas songs. And Josh Groban, it just has... We were talking about the great crooner voices the other day. Contemporary. He just has one of the great voices. My wife will thank you, Jason, I'm sure. She's a huge Josh Groban fan. That's really, really good stuff. I'm practically flabbergasted at a story that's out there today. I am flabbergasted at the ongoing story of the phony sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's memorial service. I mean, flabbergasted. Those who can interpret sign language pretty immediately said the guy standing about 3 feet from President Barack Obama and other dignitaries, but about 3 feet from President Barack Obama, as he spoke at the service for Nelson Mandela, was not doing real signing for the hearing impaired. That it wasn't at all. That it was just gibberish. That he was doing meaningless gestures, gesticulating, as they put it. And in fact, he's caught on video doing this before. He's a fraud. He doesn't appear to know sign language. So what does he tell AP? He was hallucinating. He doesn't even remember doing that. And that he hallucinated that angels were entering the stadium, suffers from schizophrenia, and has been violent in the past. Well, no, he's just a phony. Now, here is where it gets really interesting, I think. A South African deputy cabinet minister later held a news conference to announce that a mistake happened in the guy's hiring. Government officials have tried to track down the company that provided the man, but the owners have vanished into thin air, said Deputy Minister of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities, Hendrietta Zulu. Okay. So the South African government contracted with this company to provide a sign language interpreter. Now they were apparently fly by night, and they've flown. They're gone. What's the bigger question here, though? What is the bigger question? Are you telling me the United States government, the Secret Service, doesn't know who the hell is standing 3 feet from the president of the United States? They just allow the South African government to hire some fly-by-night contractor who hires a guy that doesn't know any more about signing to the hearing impaired than I do. And we really? All the attention thus far has been put on them and how they dropped the ball on this. And I'm not saying they did. They didn't. But how does anybody get within 3 feet of the President of the United States without Secret Service knowing every last detail about this guy. Am I asking too much on this? Am I out of line, you think, Jason? Nobody should get within 3 feet of the President of the United States without Secret Service having vetted the hell out of the guy. If they are too incompetent to do this, why didn't we? Really? Do we just trust other governments that the person that they're allowing to stand 3 feet from the President of the United States is okay? There should be amazing browbeating going on here of our security. Jason says, well, you know, this is the Secret Service. Yeah, I know. And I do understand their current reputation, to which they are now living down. I think I'm right on this. Why isn't there intense scrutiny of the Secret Service procedures right now? And again, it was other world leaders. It wasn't just President Obama. But our government, our Secret Service, is supposed to worry about our president. I got to tell you what. I think this is a bigger deal than hookers. Do you agree or disagree with that, Jason? I'm not saying the hookers thing wasn't a big deal. I'm not saying that. I'm saying allowing some nut to get within 3 feet of the President of the United States is a really big deal. This is an absolute breach of what they were supposed to do. That this guy was standing there all that time. Jason says he could have been hired to kill him, and I would argue easily could have done harm to him. Now, I'm assuming they wouldn't have let him have a weapon, right? Right, Jason says, don't go assuming anything right now because they let this guy 3 feet from the President of the United States. And all you're hearing is how this is a South African government snafu. And again, it clearly is. It is. But I think this is an incredible dropping of the ball is too light here. They put the President of the United States at risk by not knowing that this guy, he has severe mental illness problems by his own admission, and he's a fraud. And because here's the question that is still unanswered. Why did he do this? Why does he do this? Jason says, how are they not involved in the process? Absolutely. Anybody who gets within that halo should have the complete and utter blessing of the Secret Service. What? Because the South African government says this guy's okay? They don't even know who the hell he is. They don't even know who the company is. And what is his motive for doing this? Now, I have something else. Yesterday, I was among those who heavily criticized President Obama for his behavior with the selfie at this service. A liberal listener responded. I want to share the email thread with you, and then I'm going to have a question for you. Yes, there was a fraud up on stage in South Africa, and there was a guy who doesn't know how to do sign language. It's 10:15.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.